This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the revolutionaries of the Kakori incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "On this day, 100 years ago, the courage shown by patriotic Indians at Kakori highlighted the resentment among people against the colonial rule." He said they were angry at the manner in which people's money was being used to further colonial exploitation. The Prime Minister said their valour will always be remembered by the people of India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the Kakori train action was a symbol of courage, sacrifice and patriotism in the Indian freedom struggle. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that on August 9, 1925, brave heroes like Ram Prasad Bismil, Chandrasekhar Azad and Ashfaqullah Khan ignited the torch of revolution against the British, looting, shaking the foundations of the British Empire. In Uttar Pradesh, various events were organized on the anniversary of the Kakori train action. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath in a social media post said that this saga of bravery is an inspiration for the citizens of the country. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal inaugurated the exhibition of rare and historical newspapers under the title Dastavej at the Kokoro Art Gallery in Lucknow today. Keeping in mind the centenary year of the Kakori train action, rare pictures of four important martyrs, Ram Prasad Bismil, Rajendranath Lahiri, Roshan Singh, Ashfaqullah Khan, have also been displayed in the exhibition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR railway station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belagavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, he will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road Ragiguda to Electronic City Metro Station. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed five fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Kathrad lecture in Bengaluru today, the Chief of the Air Staff said five Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and one AWACS aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail, along with video footage, he said they have downed at least five fighter aircrafts and one large aircraft, which could either be an Alint aircraft or an AEW&C aircraft.
We were able to neutralize most of their weapons by either countermeasures, some of them by using our air-to-air guns as well as SHEWs. Systems like Akash and all have taken down many of their loiter munitions which have come in, the weaponized ones. None of their aircraft could come anywhere near the boundaries of Akash and even MRSAM. All their aircraft were taken on by LRSAM because they were trying to stay away, but still they were within our ranges at times, and that is the opportunity targets that we got.
The Air Chief Marshal informed that the jets were taken down at a distance of about 300 kilometers, which he added is the largest ever recorded surface-to-air kill that one can talk about. India's defence exports touched 23,000 crore rupees last year and are expected to double within the next 2 to 3 years, said Dr. Sameer Kamath, Secretary of the Department of Defence Research and Development and Chairman of the Governing Council of the Defence Institute of Advanced Technology, DIAT. He was addressing a press conference in Pune today after DIAT's 14th convocation ceremony. Dr. Kamath stated that the Indian defence equipment has high demand in Middle Eastern, African and South Asian countries. Work is underway to develop a smaller version of the BrahMos missile, while the development of the Zoravar light tank is also progressing rapidly. To check the supply of drugs from across the border, Punjab has launched a new anti-drone system ADS named Baj Ak from the border district of Tarantaran today. Three such ADS have been launched and six more will be launched soon to curb the smuggling of drugs through drones from across the border. This system will immediately neutralize those drones that try to enter in the state from the other side of the border. The festival of Raksha Bandhan, celebrating the cherished bond between brothers and sisters, is being observed across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings and best wishes to all the citizens. And with that, we end this news bulletin.